Hi, I'm Sarah. I'm a mom of three kids, ages 2, 5, and 7, and I live in Southern California.
And I'm Megan. I am the mom of 5 kids, ages 6 through 17, and I live in Michigan. This is the Mom Hour, part of the Life Listened Network.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to episode 11 of the Mom Hour. I am Sarah Powers, and I am here with Megan Francis. Hey, Megan.
Hey, Sarah. How are you?
I am great. So today we're going to be talking about something exciting, Megan, and that is a retreat that you're having this fall called Beyond. And we're going to get into the details of that retreat, of course, and we're also going to talk about the concept of Beyond, which is a word that you've used kind of to describe the place in life where you're done having babies and out of the trenches and ready to kind of look at the next phase of life outside of motherhood. And we're going to talk about
that might be. What,
yes, exactly. And we're going to talk about all of that. But first, we have a great sponsor for this show that we'd like to thank.
Yeah, I will give a big shout out to our sponsor for this week, who is the Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago and their Summer Brain Games program. So the program is totally, completely free. It's 8 weeks of activities delivered to your email inbox, stuff that you can do with your kids or that your kids can do fairly independently. So it's not, you know, complicated or really super, it's not one of those things where you're doing all the work yourself, parents.
Right.
Completely free. And when you sign up, you also get a free museum entry voucher to the Museum of Science and Industry, which is a great place to take your family in Chicago. So even if you don't have any interest in visiting, you can still sign up for the Summer Brain Games. Again, it's totally free. So what are you waiting for?
Yes.
Just go to lifelistened.com/SBG for Summer Brain Games.
Very cool. We're going to be going to the museum this summer. I'm excited. And
yeah.
I have signed up myself.
And you are using your free museum entry voucher,
yes.
I'm assuming.
Okay, yes, absolutely. I already have it.
It's a valuable thing.
So thanks again to the Museum of Science and Industry and Summer Brain Games. So this is exciting. You have been to conferences, been to retreats over the years, and this has been a little bit of a dream of yours to host your own for a while now. So I'm going to get you to talk about it.
Yeah.
Let me just give the quick details so we're not keeping anyone in suspense. You are hosting this October 9th through 11th this year in Southwest Michigan, which is near where you live.
Yep.
And it's a retreat for moms and women who kind of want to make room for creativity in their lives, maybe want a little bit of coaching on a big idea they have, or maybe just want to get away and have a little time. So at the end of this episode, I thought we'd get real. We'll give the exact details. But I want to kind of back up a little bit first and just ask you, how did this come about and how did you finally decide to do something like this?
Well, I think that this ties in really well to the conversation we had. Was it 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, I think it's episode 6.
Oh, episode 6. So like a long time ago.
I know.
About being done having babies. So I have wanted to have some kind of in-person event forever. And I used to run moms groups and, support groups for new and pregnant women or new moms and pregnant women. And I always felt like it would just be a totally easy transition, an obvious transition to bring some of those people together for a weekend or even just for like a day thing. And it just never happened. And a lot of that was because I still had small kids. Like I was still in that phase of life where I had really small children. And so while I might have benefited from a retreat like that, I just wasn't really in the position yet to actually put something together. So it became one of those kind of like podcasting. It became one of those back burnered things that I just thought about every now and then and kept kind of shelving. And I was talking to my friend Kelly Hampton, who, as her blog is Enjoying the Small Things, mm-hmm. and she actually does a retreat. And I had seen that she was doing a retreat and that had been a big success. And then she was going to be doing a second one, or maybe even her third at this point. And so I just got in touch with her and said, tell me, how long did it take you to plan it and all this stuff? And she said, really, you just have to do it. Just mm-hmm. do it. Mm-hmm. Set up the page, figure out the details.
Mm-hmm.
You can figure stuff out as you go, see what the interest is. And mm-hmm. so I think a week later, I had a registration page ready to go and announced it. and just decided, you know, it's so funny because I was obsessing about like the date, like what would be right. the perfect date and how will I know it's all these, you know, I wanted to
right. give what people, if people can't make it
right. And I wanted to give people plenty of time. So I started thinking about this like in February and I was planning it for October. So I was like, oh my gosh, what if something comes up, you know, between now and then, what if one of the kids says something or I have something. And then I thought, you know, I could what if myself mm-hmm. for the rest of my life, but I just mm-hmm. need to commit. So I did, we set the date and we've had some great interest. We've got, you know, a nice number of people who've registered so far, several who are just kind of making sure things shake out mm-hmm. Before they sign up because now they're, you know, they're in the same place wondering about their fall schedules. Right. And, you know, the schedule didn't work for everybody. I had to give a few refunds early on because people signed up and then realized
right.
that that it, actually the date wasn't going to work. And so that happens. I mean, there's no perfection, right? Right. But we're going forward. There are still openings and we're going to offer a $50 discount to anyone listening. So we will make great. It very easy for them to find that link just in the show notes, which would be at, oh gosh, no, what's our, it's themomhour.com. And then what is and the,
this is episode 11.
Episode 11.
But if so you just go to themomhour.com, whenever you're listening to this, yeah. we'll make sure even just the title of this episode is obvious.
So. Yeah. So just go to episode 11 and scroll mm-hmm. a little bit. It'll be easy. It yes. won't be that many between now and the next few months anyway. So,
love
but
it.
I love, what I love about this whole idea is that the idea of being beyond baby is something mm-hmm. we've talked so much about.
Mm-hmm.
I've
you
written
wrote a book
so
about it.
Much about. Yeah. And so I'm really excited just to kind of meet these people wherever they happen to be, these moms who are coming, mostly moms. I think I actually have one non-mom who signed up and that's great too, because it can be a beyond, you know, it's about just kind of going beyond your what you're doing right now mm-hmm. and figuring out the next thing for you.
Looking so, at the next phase. Yeah. yeah I mean, exactly. and I just to correct myself, it was episode 7 when we talked about being okay. done having babies. And for those who haven't listened to episode 7, I think it's maybe one of our more popular from what I can tell.
Yeah.
People were really, and this is really kind of taking that to the next level. So in that we talked about, you know, being done and being relatively sure you're done having babies. And I think this is sort of beyond is sort of the next phase. So we've heard from people who feel beyond when like their youngest goes to kindergarten, you know, and all of a sudden you have more time on your hands. But it doesn't even have to be something so concrete, I don't think. It's no, just more totally the feeling agree. That you've had your head down in the trenches, whether you've been at home full time or working full time, you just finally kind of feel like you can envision the next 5, 10, 15 years, and that some of that 5, 10, 15 years isn't directly related to your role as a mother.
Yes,
not
absolutely.
That, of course, you're giving that role up, but that there's room for more.
Exactly.
So I think that's different for everybody. It's not like, well, I have a 2-year-old, I'm not beyond yet. Or, right. you know, I have an 18-year-old, I've been beyond for a long time. It's not, I don't think there's a finite
There's
place.
No
it's
rule time. Or, yeah. yeah, yes. I've gotten
it's
that question
kind of a lot. It's just that feeling like, gosh, I can actually, like, feel like there's room for more.
Absolutely.
And we're talking about everything from career to creativity to like health and wellness, just mm-hmm. feeling like you're ready to put some intentionality back into your own body, soul,
yeah,
all
absolutely.
Of that. So, so that's kind of, I think, where we are with the concept. I thought I would get you to talk a little bit about kind of 3 areas, creativity and wellness, and then work or business or mm-hmm. career, and just kind of how those play into the idea of beyond and maybe what you see at the retreat of the opportunities for women to explore those areas. So
yeah.
Starting with creativity, what this is something that you've done, I think, in the last few years, is gotten back in touch with your more creative passions and hobbies. But I know it's really hard for a lot of moms who have kind of set that aside. So what have you heard from moms about the obstacles to getting back into creative pursuits, and kind of how has that worked in your own life?
Yeah. Okay. So there's probably, let's see, I think there's probably 3 major ones that come up. One is time. I mean, time is always the biggest one. And I think especially when, you know, for so long, we focus so much of our time on all things related to what we have to do, whether that's work sure. or taking care of the kids and those kinds of obligations. We have a really hard time figuring out where we're going to make space in our life for those other things. Even though things are getting easier all around us, as the kids get older and they're more independent, it can still be hard to figure out, look, where is this time going to magically come from? So that's probably the biggest obstacle. And it's so funny because that's true for moms of whose kids are any age, and lots of times women who don't have kids, and you know, it's like nobody ever, and it's so funny.
It's
to
everyone's
me.
Biggest obstacle.
Yeah, and I think back to like before I had children, and I think, what would I do with all of my time? It didn't feel like I had so much more of it, but you know, I did. I just, it's always a precious resource. So that's number one. I think the second one is a lot of times people feel, moms feel like they're so disconnected from what they used to love, and they're not even really sure they love it anymore.
That's a great point.
And when I definitely got back into doing theater, that was something that I kind of was a little bit afraid of. Like, what if I try out for this play and do the play and I hate it? Or what if I find that I don't even, this is not me anymore? I was so disconnected from it. And so getting back into it and then realizing I still did love it was fantastic. The interesting thing is I love it in a different way than I did when I was 20. I mean, I was obsessive when I was 20 about theater. Like, I would have spent all day at the theater rehearsing. There was no place I would rather be when I was young and before I had all the responsibilities. And now I'm more pragmatic. Like, I enjoyed it. I went in and I did it. It was really fun. It's not an obsession in the same way, but that's okay. It doesn't have to be.
Right.
Because I do have a lot of other things going on. And I feel like that's a sign of my life being really full and satisfying in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
So that one thing isn't really like such a huge focus like it was.
Right.
But I'm still really, really glad that I did it. So that's something that I will definitely be addressing. And, you know, maybe your dream or your passion has taken a slightly different turn is another thing. You know, if I used to love writing fiction. And I used to write, oh my gosh, I wrote so much fiction when I was young before having kids. And I've tried now, I've been writing professionally for over 10 years and I've been trying so hard to make room in my life for fiction. And finally I thought, well, maybe that's just not the kind of creative writing I want to be doing right now. It's okay. I'm still a writer.
Yeah.
I thought about that
with poetry because I wrote a lot of poetry, even through college. I mean, even really studied it and have no desire. And one, you know, kind of that wondering, like, I wonder if I will ever do that again or want to do that again.
And maybe you will. But I mean, it doesn't have to be that. I mean, it doesn't mean you're not still a creative writer. There's just maybe looking at a different way of being a creative writer.
Well, and don't you think too that sometimes motherhood gives you new creative pursuits that you would have never thought? Like you've talked about cooking. And we should link to one of your awesome cooking posts because you have one called How I Learned to Love Cooking Dinner. And you now really, I think just from knowing you, are creative with food and entertaining and in the kitchen. And I don't think you were like that probably in your 20s. So there's different forms of creativity that maybe get honed or well practiced during motherhood or early motherhood that then, you know, can be cultivated as an additional way to feel creative, but they never would have been born except for needing to cook dinner every day, that kind of thing. I think we meet a lot of moms like that who their everyday tasks of motherhood somehow kind of give birth to this new creative passion.
I agree. And that plays actually really well into the third obstacle that I was going to say. And that's that some people just don't see themselves as particularly creative. Because I think that we have this idea of what it means to be creative. And that means we like to do crafts or something, you know, very like stereotypical, I guess. And I think that creativity can look like a lot of different things. I think there are creative ways to do almost anything, whether it's problem solving or outside of the box thinking or knitting or, you know, whatever it is, cooking, like you said, or whatever
entrepreneurship,
it is.
Like
entrepreneurship. There's just so many different ways to express that side of yourself. That I don't feel like it has to be this big declaration. Like, I am a creative person because I can sew my own clothes or whatever.
Or I'm taking up this new, you know, needlepoint.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or I'm going to, you know, sign up for this class in ceramics or whatever. It doesn't have to be that. Especially when you're easing back in, I just feel like we can be a lot more low key about it and we can try things, and it doesn't need to be such a big, obvious creative pursuit for it to express creativity. So I kind of feel like I had another one there. Maybe it'll pop into my head.
No, I think, you've touched on it. And I think there's an intimidation factor in kind of declaring yourself creative, right?
Yeah,
especially for women, you know, it feels frivolous or it feels like, you know, especially in this day and age of Pinterest and the internet, you know, it feels like, who am I to call myself a photographer? Yeah, I do that. I actually have, that's one for me that's grown out of taking a million pictures of my kids is actually liking the creative part. But I like am still at that point where I'm like, oh, but it's not, I'm not really a photographer.
Right.
You know, I don't really, it's not. So I think we do a disservice maybe to ourselves in in not acknowledging that these are creative pursuits or that they make us feel creative.
Yeah. Whatever. We tend to minimize ourselves a lot, as moms and as women. So
let's not do that.
That also raises another obstacle. And that is, you know, even when we find the time, there's the guilt factor or mm-hmm. the feeling like, especially, and it's tricky because when your kids are really small and they're very dependent, we've talked about this. We were just actually in episode 7, we talked about how there's this simplicity of focus. You know mm-hmm. where mm-hmm. your priorities are. And even if you have outside of the home things that you do, whether it's work or just, you know, your own stuff, date nights or mm-hmm. girls' nights or a hobby or whatever, there's still this feeling that if I come home and I feed the baby and I diaper the baby and I, you know, put the baby to bed, I've done my job. Mm-hmm. And I think as kids get older, it becomes murkier. They mm-hmm. don't need you as much. They don't necessarily even want you around mm-hmm. as much. And so the time that you do have that you could be spending with them mm-hmm. or doing something for them, in some ways it's almost harder sometimes to take that time mm-hmm. away because mm-hmm. there's a million things you could be doing for their mm-hmm. enrichment or just to be up and, you know, just to be involved in their lives more. And so that's, I think that the guilt and yeah. the reservations.
And it's a little scary to make that yeah. choice to make it when exactly. it is an obvious choice instead of you don't have a choice about where you're spending your time because your boobs are needed or whatever.
Exactly.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that word.
I'm pretty sure that one's going to fly. So I wouldn't worry about it. But yeah, anyway, so that was the one I was trying to, I knew that I'd forgotten
yes,
one.
Definitely. Yeah. So I'd love to switch gears and talk a little bit about wellness, which is kind of a catchy yeah. word that gets thrown around. But you have kind of a personal story about this, but we've also talked about wellness as a big, broad spectrum of everything from kind of discovering style again and yeah. makeup. And one of the things I was thinking about is when you're in the trenches for like a decade of small children and having babies, and you come out on the other side, it doesn't matter how old you were when you started, you're 10 years older.
Yeah.
So things like health and wellness and even beauty and fashion, like it takes a while to kind of get reacquainted. And you've written about this and we've talked about it. And I love your, you know, conversations with Shayna on the Style Hour on the more kind of beauty side of things. But mm-hmm. just that being 10 years older or 8 or 15 years older yeah. presents some almost like shocks, like, okay, yeah. I need to take care of myself differently. It's time for these types of appointments. Or yeah. do you want to kind of share your story or talk
yeah,
about where you've
well,
gone with that?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot I could say about this. Ha, good thing we have almost an hour. So first of all, I realized when, and I'm a little bit unusual in that I have so many kids. And so I had a period of time in my life, about 11 year period, where I was either pregnant, nursing, or like about to become pregnant pretty right. much constantly for over a little bit over a decade. And what ended up happening was that my maternity care sort of replaced other kinds of medical care. I mean, I saw my midwives and I got all of my care through them, and it was great. And I feel like I was very well cared for. But what ended up happening was once I stopped having kids, I wasn't in the routine. First of all, I was suddenly a whole bunch older. Like when I was 20, I really didn't have any need to be going to the doctor all the time.
Right.
And then I started having kids, and then it was like I got out the other side of it and I was 35 and was like, whoa, how did that happen? Right. Not having really been in the habit of seeing a general care physician because I was seeing, you know, I was seeing my maternity care physician so mm-hmm. often. And so time just went by and I didn't even really realize. So I ended up having a hysterectomy 2 years ago because they found that I had cervical cancer, which in hindsight could have maybe been missed one way or the other. But the fact is I had not had a GYN mm-hmm. checkup in over 3 years. And mm-hmm. the reason was because I forgot because I had been in such a habit of just doing it along with my maternity care. It was just a part of my life. It wasn't something I had to think about.
And they don't remind you.
They don't remind you.
I remember that after a pregnancy too, being like, oh, you're not going to like send me a card. It's not like
No. Like, well, and I would have had to go find a whole new doctor. I mean, because I wasn't seeing like a place that did it regularly for well woman care. Anyway, so, and then I wasn't going to get a postcard. And I just, it's like I just completely forgot about it for 3 years and then was like, oh, wait, what? And so by the time I, you know, got the pap, like made the appointment, was 6 months out, and then, you know, had the first pap and that was abnormal. And then I scheduled a follow-up, which I was lazy about because I was like, ugh, people have abnormal paps all the time. I wasn't really that concerned. Yeah. Another 6 months had gone by and they're like, no, now we need to do the surgery. And in the end, it all worked out great. I mean, everything's fine. I'm healthy. And actually, I'm really enjoying not having periods anymore. But but it was a big deal. It was major surgery, and I was down for a while. And it was a real wake-up call for me. And when I wrote about it, and we can link to the post in the show notes, so many people came out and said, I have not had, you know, I haven't done a breast exam. I haven't been to a doctor since my last child was born 7 years ago or whatever. I mean, people were like, yeah, me too. And I just think that we, it's not like we're purposely neglecting ourselves. It's that time just slips away and you don't always pay attention to how long it's been since you had your last dentist appointment. I mean, you wouldn't let your kids miss one, but you know, you're, So yeah, it's it was very interesting to me to see how easy it was for me to accidentally let that much time go by. And so – and I would like to pretend like I'm perfect now, and I'm not. I'm definitely more aware. I'm better than I was about it. And I'm feeling like now that I'm getting close to 40, that's like the big – I feel like that's going to be the age where I'm going to like, ugh, okay, you know?
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, and it's, I think you get a little bit of a get-out-of-jail-free card in the true trenches years where your body is like – at this mercy and service of babies and pregnancies. And
absolutely.
Not that it should be that way. I think we should all hopefully strive for a, some amount of basic self-care in those years. But everybody kind of understands the martyrdom of like, I can't go to the gym. I, you know, I, this or, you know, your basic survival. If you brushed your teeth, you know, that day, it's a good day. But it's easy for that to become then a pattern or a habit and to not make self-care a priority. And then, like you said, have the time slip away when the legitimacy of that excuse has maybe passed its, you know,
expiration date. Because you just get used to that being the excuse. And so that, I mean, in a less, I guess, a less acute way, I think it applies to so much. I wrote a post a few years ago. Something I've always been pretty good at is basic self-care in a small way. I wasn't really great at remembering to make a doctor's appointment, but I've always been really good about taking care of myself when it comes to sleep, showering. I wrote a post a few years ago about, moms, you do have time to take a shower. And
it
I know
possible to take a shower.
It becomes this sort of, it becomes this, I don't even know, like this script that we all read from about what it's like to be a mom and what motherhood really is. And part of that is that martyrdom. And I haven't showered, I haven't, you know, shaved my legs in 6 weeks. I don't care if you shave your legs, but if you, I really like to have shaved legs. It's something that I feel more comfortable when I do because I just hate prickly things rubbing against my pants. So for me, shaving my legs is something that I do. And, you know, it's
– and you,
it's,
there's time for it.
There's time for it, you know. I know sometimes it's a hassle. And especially if you've got a baby and, you know, you're going to have to deal with, you know, washing and drying hair or whatever that – you know, whatever the situation is. It can be tricky, but I just think it's one of those things where you can find 10 minutes in your day to do that for yourself if it's important to you. And I think that basic cleanliness is important to most of us. Feeling good and
– Yes, yeah, absolutely. And as you move beyond, like really into this phase, it's – there's, you know, there really is not only time but energy. I mean – I started exercising very, very minimal exercise, but basic exercise in the last few months for the first time since before, since, you know, I was pregnant with my first. So 7.5 years. And I find this is kind of corny, but I actually like kind of noticed the endorphin and the enjoyment factor that I had never noticed before. So I think there is, when you get to the other side of that, you realize that there's a reason people talk about these things.
It
feels
there
good
is.
To be healthy.
It does. It
feels
good
to get enough sleep. There's a reason why, you know, these things come recommended. But back to the retreat a little bit. Can you talk about some of the, I mean, just in wellness in general, this is kind of a chance for women to, you know, get a good night's rest. You're going to have some yoga and maybe some possible meditation opportunities. Yeah. So can you talk a little bit about that as it relates to beyond the retreat?
Yeah. Well, my goal, I mean, anybody can go to a day spa and take a yoga class and get a massage or whatever. I mean, and I think those are awesome things and I highly recommend them. But I think what we're trying to do at Beyond is talk about how to make something like that a part of your life after you go home. And that's what I think sometimes is missing from that experience. You know, you go to an event or something that's special and you take care of yourself while you're there and then you go home and you stop because you get back into regular life. So we're going to be talking a lot about how to create a life that makes room for these things and doesn't just make room for them but makes them a priority. Working around your personal obstacles. That's something that I think, you know, for me, And you just talked about your wellness journey. And for me, that's been a big thing for like the last 5 years, probably. I think it was like when I weaned Clara. So she weaned a little bit before turning two, but she was, you know, definitely weaning slowly for her whole second year. And I just noticed weight creeping on. I'd never really had to think about it as an adult, because when I first had kids, I was crazy, like just skinny naturally. And then afterwards, I would be pregnant, I would gain weight, I would lose the weight, I would nurse, and I would just become like, I would just shrink away because I would just nurse away all my calories. And then by the time I weaned that kid, I put on another 5-10 pounds, get pregnant again, start the whole cycle over. And at this point, it was like, man, again, not only am this weight's not going to come back off unless I start just randomly breastfeeding other people's kids, but it's also not just about weight anymore. It's about how do I feel when I roll out of bed in the morning? And the answer was honestly stiff and creaky and old. So that's something, but I've been working at that. I've been working at it for 5 years now, and it's taken me that long, honestly, to figure out what are the things I have to have set up in my life to make this a priority. You know, and it's different for everybody. Some people really thrive with accountability partners. Some people like me are terrible at choosing. I'm more when I choose an accountability partner, it usually ends up being like a enabling partner. So it'll be the person
like,
who'll
sleep in and not go to the gym.
Yeah,
together.
It'll be that person who'll text me and be like, "Ugh, do you really want to do this?" And I'm like, "Ugh, I don't know, not really." I'm also not very competitive, so like classes do nothing for me. They don't push me. You know, I mean, I'll try a little harder because someone's watching me, but at the end, I'm just like, "Ugh, that was terrible. I'm not going back." So anyway, through my experiences and through the experiences I've talked with other women about these things that get in our way and figuring out what it is we really want to do, not jumping on something because it's the cool new fitness trend. Maybe it's walking. I mean, it doesn't have to, and we also don't have to, like, it doesn't have to be so painful. You know, if you don't want to run, don't run. It's, you have a million other options. So that's definitely going to be a big part of just setting up our lives to make room for all these things that really matter, so that when you go home, you continue doing all the good stuff that you did while you were there, including getting enough sleep. And we should also link to my post about getting enough sleep, because that's another big mommy martyr, you know, thing that we like to say, like, "Oh, I'm so exhausted. Everyone's so exhausted. Nobody ever gets enough sleep." And it's not really something to brag about. And again, most of us, you know, most middle-class moms who have options have time to sleep if we set up our lives in a way. And I'm not talking about if you have a baby who's waking up every hour. That's a different story. But when we're out of that phase, you know, we have time. We just have to figure out how to make it happen.
I love that. Well, and something about getting away to a retreat like this or any time when you are well rested over the course of that weekend, it just gives you the brain space to enjoy that feeling and then want to recreate that, like you said, and set up your life. You know, so it's almost like you have to get away to feel what that feels like to then be ready to
remember
implement.
How much better it feels and to want to keep it.
We get good at, you know, telling ourselves we feel pretty good when we don't.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
I love that. So shifting gears again, I thought we could talk about work in big air quotes. Work meaning whether you work outside the home, whether you used to work outside the home. I think during these years in the trenches, some people scale back, some people stay home, some people continue to work full time outside the home, but maybe just don't have the headspace to think about their career in the same way that they did before kids. And you've done you did a couple of online classes and workshops, and you've done some coaching with women who get to this point and have what you call a big dream or a big idea. And whether it's to start a business or to leave their job and freelance or to, you know, even just leave their job for another job. And that gets stuck because we just get out of practice at treating our work lives with that same amount of maybe strategery.
Yes, absolutely. Well, it was interesting. I sent a survey out a couple of months before I actually started planning the retreat. And it was just to kind of feel the water and see what people were really interested in and what their struggles were and what topics they were. And the business one, I was surprised, honestly, by how many people were interested in talking about that. And not just people who wanted to start their own businesses. I would have expected that. But a lot of people, like you said, were kind of coming out of this phase where they'd really scaled back. Maybe they'd gone to part-time, or they had just sort of mommy-tracked themselves a little bit and weren't really actively pursuing promotions or weren't really actively, they weren't really thinking about it. You know, it was like they were getting by, going to work, doing what they had to do. And then suddenly they have more time and all of a sudden the interest is back, but they felt 5 years behind, or they weren't really sure how to now start moving themselves back into that strategic position. So it was probably pretty evenly split between that and people who either wanted to quit their job and start some kind of work at home business, either to completely replace their income or just to kind of help supplement their spouse's income. Or some people, honestly, with the work part was more like a hobby. Like they wanted to do something they felt really good about and that they felt was contributing in some way. They don't really care if they make money from it. That's not the point.
Yeah, and I think that's a reality for a certain amount of people who, if they choose to stay home full time for a certain amount of years, it may not be a huge desire to go back to what they were doing before, but there is still that available space in your head for that kind of intellectual or challenge. And even if you have no desire to go back to a traditional workforce, how to fill that with, you know, whatever it is, volunteering or, you know, that kind of thing. So
that's something we'll be talking a lot about at Beyond. We're going to be doing several workshops where we're really going to kind of get down to the nuts and bolts of what is it you want? How do you know? What are the next steps that you have to take? And of course, everyone's next steps will be widely different, hugely different. Maybe someone really needs to go talk to a career coach. I am not that. But I think most of us have a general idea of what we need to do next. If we could just kind of quiet everything down around us and get really clear about the next three, you know, two or three things that we really need to do, and then make a plan for actually doing those things. Right. So we'll be talking a lot about that. And I think that what's also really cool is that the people who are coming have a really varied background. And I think that that's sometimes is the best way
to get
advice is to talk to people who are doing something completely different from what you're doing.
And do you ever feel like, I always feel a little self-conscious around my own friends. Like I don't think I would, even very close friends or family, I probably wouldn't bring up a big idea or, you know, even though they support you unconditionally. And once you launch your big idea, they'll be your biggest cheerleaders. But there's something almost about new relationships or anonymity that feels a little bit more legit in terms of having people. So I'm sure you're going to have opportunities for people to meet and network and bounce ideas off. Yeah. And I know that I probably would feel more comfortable in that situation with strangers than with even my closest friends.
Well, especially because there's strangers who are all there to do the same thing.
Exactly.
So everyone's in the same boat. Everyone has, it does feel awkward to talk about your dreams and something so vulnerable in front of the people closest to you sometimes. And that's a funny thing. Like, it's kind of like performing. Like I love to perform in front of a big crowd of people that I don't know. But if you asked me to go out and just sing something for a living room full of my closest family, I would never want to do it. It's just that putting yourself so vulnerably like in front of those people that really want it so much for you. It's almost too much pressure.
And who know all the layers of you.
Exactly. It's too much pressure. So I totally agree. It's a great way. And we're going to be doing a lot of that kind of talking. Now that said, I mean, if you don't have a big business idea or aren't wanting to launch a, you know, writing career or art career or, you know, move up and at work, it's not like there, you won't be plenty for you to benefit from. In fact, maybe you'll realize some things about yourself that you didn't know. You know, maybe you'll realize
I'm glad you brought that up because I was going to ask about that too. Because I think it is a kind of a mix of people.
It is.
Who will be at different phases of this. And I know I am not an entrepreneur. I never am the one with the big ideas. But I do. There are places for me in that kind of entrepreneurial environment. And I love to, you know. So I think it'll be great. How all that will.
And the workshops will be mostly breakouts. So if, you know, you want to talk business with somebody, that's great. But if you just really want to talk about how to make time in your life for dancing or painting or bird watching or kayaking or whatever it is you want to do, you'll find that too. There's going to be plenty of both. And people will be able to kind of explore all those sides of themselves while they're there or focus in specifically on one. It's really, you know, it's really going to be what people make it. And also I'll be available for one. It's going to be really small. So there won't be more than like, I think 15 is my cap. So there's going to be plenty of time to talk to me directly, to talk to each other quietly, you know, and like have private conversations. And so I am there not just as the person kind of running it, but also as a mentor. So
that's great.
Yeah.
And you've made room. I was just thinking as you were talking about our previous kind of personality type discussion.
Yeah.
So for the introverts out there, you've made a lot of space for kind of alone time too,
yes,
as well, right?
Hiding.
So it's kind of like either or.
Yeah, exactly.
You can run off into the woods with your journal, and that is absolutely completely sanctioned.
We should talk a little bit about the location too,
yes,
because a lot
please,
of people
yes,
don't know where Southwest Michigan is. So I live about 90 miles from Chicago. This will be about 30 miles toward Chicago. So it'll be about 60 okay, miles from Chicago. So there are two major airports in Chicago that are about an hour and a half from this area. The South Bend Airport, South Bend, Indiana, is about 45 minutes, and I will be picking people up from that airport. It's harder to fly in and out of that airport. There just aren't as many options, but if you can find a flight in, it's one of those great tiny airports where
I love
you're out of it in like 3 minutes, and I will be doing pickups from that airport. Otherwise, there are options. There are trains, and we'll make it work. So don't let the transportation thing. If you can get yourself to Chicago, you can get yourself to this retreat. Not a big deal. It's also right on Lake Michigan, and so we're going to be out in the woods and close to the beach. So there'll be plenty of natural beauty. We're in sort of a B&B type scenario, and people will have their own beds and own rooms as well.
Oh, that's great.
So there will be options. Like if you want to come with a friend and you want to share a room and we want to knock a little bit off your fee or whatever, that's fine too. Just let me know. But for the introverts who really just want quiet time to work or think or sleep, you know, sleep in the morning if you want. You know, there's no pressure.
Right.
You don't have to show up for morning yoga if you don't want to or whatever.
I love that. And the way you've priced it too is kind of unique in that way, that you wanted people to have kind of a all-inclusive, makes it sound like you're, you know, going on a cruise.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Where people didn't
yeah,
have, where the venue was part of the cost so that people
yes,
really know
exactly
what they're paying for.
That was really important to me because I know there are retreats that are quite inexpensive. However, once you get there, you have to put yourself up. And
sometimes at very, very high-end hotels.
Yes, at very high-end hotels.
It's only $100 to attend the conference at a $400 a night.
Right, place. Exactly. So I wanted people to have everything that they knew exactly what they were getting into, and they would have their travel costs, and then they would have one fee for the weekend, and that's it. So,
and that one fee is, if I'm correct, $697 for the weekend.
That's right.
Including your stay. That's the key.
Yeah, including your stay and your food.
And your food, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Yes.
And if you go to the page, you'll see exactly what's included, just like as far as when we start feeding you and when we stop feeding you.
Just logistically, schedule-wise, it's looking like an all-day Friday, all-day Saturday, half-day Sunday. Is that correct?
It's like most of Friday. Registration starting in the afternoon. So it's kind of more evening Friday, all-day Saturday, and then morning, like about a half day on Sunday.
Right. Okay.
And then people depart. So yeah,
that's great. So yeah, so just under $700 normally for all of that, including the venue and the food, or the you know, room and the food. But listeners of this very podcast, $50 off, right?
Yep, that's right.
So we're going to do that right at themomhour.com. When you find the show notes for this episode, the registration on that page will simply discount your $50. That's all you have to do. That's all you have to do. So what are you hoping people get out of this in general?
This conversation or this retreat?
This retreat.
This retreat. This conversation.
Life.
Life. What do they get out of everything? I really want women to come away feeling not only refreshed and relaxed, but inspired for whatever the next thing is. And like they have a plan. And I want everyone, we're going to be creating sort of a blueprint for what it's going to look like when they get home, and how are they going to implement all the things that we talked about and priorities, and why, you know, I want the way that they feel at the retreat. I want them to take a piece of that with them when they leave and figure out a way to make that part of their lives. It's all about, and there's another post I just remembered that I wrote at one point. I think it was called "You Can Design a Life You Love" or "You Can Create a Life You Love" or something like that. And it's all about being intentional. And sometimes you have to just get away from the little people banging on the bedroom door and shoving their fingers under the bathroom door, or you know, the dinner making and the dishes and all that. You just have to get away and get your brain in a space where you can think through things and talk about it with people who are in the same place as you or people who are a few steps ahead of you. Mm-hmm. And that's really what this is all about. And we're all going to be helping each other kind of visualize what we want the next year of our lives to look like and then how we're going to make that happen. So
yeah, I love that.
That's what I want people to come away with. And I think I think too,
you've been to a lot of blogging and writing conferences. Women in business or traditional business have been probably to a lot of conferences, but I'm hoping that there's women out there who won't feel intimidated if they have not been to a quote unquote conference or retreat, that if they've led a relatively uneventful, pun intended, life at home for the last few years, that this is a really good place to start, because it is not, you don't have to, you know, have your business cards. You don't have to, the networking will be natural. It will be intimate. So I think for me, as someone who's been mostly home for the last few years and a little less focused on a traditional career, I could see that being feeling intimidating, but I hope after listening to this, people won't feel that intimidation, that you're not going to a capital C conference.
No, please don't feel like, please don't feel like you have to bring, you know, business cards. You do not have to worry about what you wear. Be comfortable. There is no hashtag. maybe we'll make one up on the spot, but this is low stress. And I have to tell you, I have been to so many conferences over the last few years, so many, and I think they're so valuable. But honestly, I think a lot of us are just kind of hitting a wall. And what we want, what we're realizing we want, is the part that happens in the hotel room after the conference closes down for the night. And that's the part where you get together with a few people that you trust and you bounce ideas off each other and you laugh and you drink a little wine and everybody just is open and sharing. And that's what people really want. And this is a whole weekend of just that. So we're cutting all the others. We're cutting out all the extra stuff, the sessions and the awkward networking, like you said, and these big branded, events and stuff that's happening that is like kind of takes away the focus from what we all want to do in the first place, which is get together with a small group of people and talk and get to know each other. And so, this is going to be like as far from pressure as you can possibly get. And
I love that.
So don't worry about that. We will take care of you, and it will, you know, that's not to say if you're a shy person or feeling a little just overwhelmed by life in general or whatever, you may feel a little bit intimidated. That's okay. It's good to stretch yourself.
Yeah, I don't think anyone gets on a plane or in a car to go to something like this and doesn't
feel
a little intimidated or wonder what to wear.
I'm going to feel totally intimidated, so.
Yeah, it's a big dream for you too.
It is.
You are living your beyond.
I am. And it's always scary. I'm an outgoing person and I'm an extrovert, but it's scary to meet new people. And so that's cool. We'll all be in it together. So it's going to be really.
Well, one of the things we keep hearing from podcast listeners too, and we keep getting your emails, which you can send hello@themomhour.com.
And if you have any questions about the retreat, please just email me and ask. Yeah. You can email hello@themomhour.com and we will answer your questions.
Well, and I think when I listen to podcasts, I kind of feel like I get to know the hosts a little bit. And this is a great way to get to know you for those who have kind of followed you and the blog and your podcast and kind of feel like they know Megan Francis. This is actually a way to get to know Megan Francis, which I think will be fun because I know you and I think you're awesome.
Oh, well, thanks. And I'm kind of hoping, Sarah, there was a possibility you might be able to make it too, right?
It is still a possibility.
All right. You might get both of us.
I really, really, really want to be there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm hoping you fill up so much that there's no room for me, but no, I'm just kidding. I'll sleep in your bed.
Sleep at the foot of my bed. I mean, you can sleep on next to me in the bed, not at the foot of my bed.
So before we wrap up, is there anything else about Beyond? I think we've covered. So themomhour.com and then look for episode 11, which is this one, is where you will find all the details. But again, October 9th through 11th in Southwest Michigan, nearby Chicago.
I want to hear from you if you have questions. Yeah. And even if you know you can't come to this, but it sounds intriguing to you and it's like something you wish you could do, email me anyway, because it's just good to know that.
Yeah.
Because I want this to be the first of many, and I might end up, you know, it's very possible that I might end up traveling to other people's retreats. I've heard from a few people that said, you know, I already get together with a group of friends. We would really love for you to come facilitate. That's something that's definitely an option if it interests enough people. So just, you know, let me know. If it sounds interesting to you, even if you know you can't make it, I would love to hear what parts of it sound really interesting to you and what parts like scare you, what you'd like to see.
Still in the books. Yeah. All of those emails can go to hello@themomhour.com.
Yeah.
And speaking of communicating with us, I just want to say too that we've gotten some really nice reviews and ratings on iTunes or in other podcast apps, but we could always use more. We know from the emails and the tweets that you guys are listening and that you're enjoying it, we hope. But it really, really does make a difference to rate or review the show in iTunes or your favorite podcast app. So head on over, find the show's page in iTunes, which you can link to from themomhour.com, and just give us 5 stars or however many stars you think we deserve.
Yeah.
And just writing a short review helps a lot. It helps other people find the show. It helps tells iTunes and these other podcast apps that we are legit and that we're improving, we hope. So
it makes us feel good too.
It makes us feel good. Yeah. So
it actually does really make my day when someone emails us, I have to say. So
I love it. Yeah. I love it. We love getting to know you guys too, because otherwise we're just talking to each other.
Yeah.
Well, Megan, this has been great. I am so excited for you. So excited for this retreat and what it's going to mean to women, and that you are doing this after wanting to do it for so long.
I know. And if you get nothing from this episode because you can't come or don't care to come, or, you know, can't believe you just listened to us talk about this for the last 45 minutes, if you can come away with anything, I hope it's that if you have something that you're sitting on that you've been wanting to do, just do it. It's not as scary as it seems.
And things will work out. Absolutely. And that there's other women out there who are looking at this phase and feeling a little bit overwhelmed in a different way than motherhood was overwhelming in the beginning. So that it's normal to go through this like metamorphosis at this phase. I'm sure one of many we all go through, but that it is a transition and it isn't always comfortable. And that there are ways to get your creativity back and your health back and your career back, but that it's that you're not the only one who feels like that's daunting, I guess.
Absolutely.
I think that's what I'd like people to get out of it too, whether or not the retreat works out for them.
Yep, absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Sarah. This has been a great conversation.
Thanks, Megan.
We'll be back in a week. Talk to you next time.